भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from the fifth canto, chapter number 11, chapter entitled Jadabharat Instructs King Rahuguna, text number 12.
Trajnayeta manaso vibhutir Jivasya maya rachitasya nitya Avirhita kvapi tirohitascha शुद्धो विचस्ते हि अविशुद्ध कर्तुः
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The individual soul bereft of Krishna consciousness has many ideas and activities created in the mind by the external energy. They have been existing from time immemorial. Sometimes they are manifest in the awakening state and in the dream state. But during deep sleep, unconsciousness or trance, they disappear. A person who is liberated in this life, Jivan Mukta, can see all these things vividly. Purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 13.3,
Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetre subharata.
There are two kinds of Kshetrajna or living beings. One is the individual living being and the other is the supreme living being. The ordinary living being knows about his body to some extent, but the supreme Paramatma knows the condition of all bodies. The individual living being is localized and the supreme Paramatma is all pervading. In this shloka, the word Kshetrajna refers to an ordinary living being, not the supreme living being. This ordinary living being is of two kinds, Nitya Baddha or Nitya Mukta. One is eternally conditioned and the other eternally liberated. The eternally liberated living beings are in the Vaikuntha Jagat, the spiritual world, and they never fall into the material world. Those in the material world are conditioned souls, Nitya Baddha. The Nitya Baddhas can become liberated by controlling the mind because the cause of conditioned life is the mind. When the mind is trained and the soul is not under the mind's control, the soul can be liberated even in this material world. When it is liberated, one is called Jivan Mukta. A Jivan Mukta knows how he has become conditioned. Therefore, he tries to purify himself and return home back to Godhead. The eternally conditioned soul is eternally conditioned because he is controlled by the mind. The conditioned state and the liberated state are compared to the sleeping, unconscious state and the awakened state. Those who are sleeping and unconscious are eternally conditioned, but those who are awake understand that they are eternally part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Therefore, even in this material world, they engage in Krishna's service. As confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami, Hiha Yasya Harer Dasya. If one takes to Krishna's service, he is liberated, even though he appears to be a conditioned soul within the material world. Jivan Mukta Sa Uchyate. In any condition, one is to be considered liberated if his only business is to serve Krishna. With the permission of all the advanced Vaishnavas, actually, it was not my turn to be giving Bhagavatam today, but somehow, following the instructions of Govind Prabhu. So we are continuing to discuss the instructions that Jadabharat gives to King Rahuguna and through King Rahuguna to all of us. So we see from the previous verses how Jadabharat is focusing on how we need to control the mind. Because the mind is the seat of all control. The mind is where all the control emanates from. The mind is a control of the senses. The mind controls the intelligence. And ultimately, one who controls the mind is said to be self-controlled. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, in fact, gives a very powerful purport. Srila Prabhupada makes a distinction between the Nitya Baddha and the Nitya Mukta. So the Nitya Baddha is a person who is eternally conditioned. And Prabhupada says that a person who is eternally conditioned remains eternally conditioned. Whereas for a Nitya Mukta, there is actually he is not part of this material world. He is eternally liberated. And Srila Prabhupada gives over here